We play what we want. Peron FM 95.1.
Die inset word genoem Shoemaker One Step at a Time. Dave Borham is deel van my lewe vir die laaste 30 jaar. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Maurice. I trust you well today.
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you very much. Great having you here, Dave.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be with you.
I'm going to introduce a little story to the folk who's listening today, and the whole idea of Shoemaker One Step at a Time is, you know, when we are young, we always try, I don't know if you've done the same thing, but we always tried the adult shoes. We've always been walking around in adult shoes, and they're too big for you, you know?
Yeah.
So we've always wanted to fit into those shoes. Today's talk, if you've only just joined us, we're going to be talking about being a positive influence in the world, Dave.
Yeah, Maurice, I think it's really important. You know, we have a choice. You have a choice as to whether you want to be negative or positive, and that's the beauty about being human. We're the only species that has that ability to choose whether we really and truly want to be positive or whether we want to be negative. It's far easier to be negative because the world is conditioned negatively. Excuse me. In other words, if you switch on the TV, turn on the radio most of the time, open the newspapers, speak to people in general, you tend to find them to be mostly negative. In fact, behavioral psychologists have suggested that the average person will receive 19 negative inputs before they have a positive input. Unless, of course, we take back responsibility for what we allow into our mind. But the beauty about that, Marius, is that we have the ability to choose whatever we want in our lives. So we can choose the positivity or we can choose the negativity. And if you look at all the people that are achieving in their lives, they choose to focus on the positive, not to be inundated with the negativity that flies at them all the time.
Dave, how do we help somebody? How do we assist somebody who says, yeah, but you're not living my life? It's easier said than done. It is true. It is easier said than done. It's not an easy path to take, though.
You know, Maurice, again, and that's true. It is easier said than done. But as I said earlier on, it's a choice. You can it's easy to make a choice. Everybody can make a choice.
Yeah.
That's not a problem at all. But the choices we make will determine the consequences that we face or the opportunities that we face. So if you choose to carry on being negative, you face the consequences of that. You choose to be positive or to change your life to be positive, it's amazing the kind of consequences or results that arise from that. And as we see in so many opportunities where people have been down in the ground, mm-hmm. where people have been so depressed, where people have been so despondent in life, and where they've just had a glimmer of hope, and that glimmer of hope has given them the decision to choose to change their lives. That's the power that lies within every single one of us, is the ability to choose what we want for our lives and how we want those lives to be.
Thank you. I'm speaking to Dave Borham, and we are trying to uplift you and go in the process, obviously trying to just give you one step at a time. I know it sounds difficult, being a positive influence in the world, Dave, and it's almost like it's worth a try, at least. Isn't that true? It's worth a try. Whatever you do, it's worth a try.
Well, let's be honest. How many people, have you ever seen, Marius, have you ever seen a rich pessimist?
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah.
Look at
and
me.
That's the whole thing. But you know, Maurice, what we're saying is that if you look at people that are focused on the positivity, they will find opportunities in difficulties. The pessimist always finds difficulties. There are thousands, there are millions of opportunities out there. Never in the world's history have we been endowed with so many opportunities. But most people won't see those opportunities because they're focused on all the negative around them. And especially in our country where everybody is always talking about how terrible things are, how terrible the government is, how terrible the weather is, how terrible the Eskom is, etc., etc. Why don't we change that? You know, the thing is, there's so many things we can't do.
Yes.
You can't control so many things in your life. You can't control others, for example. You can control yourself. You have absolute and total control over yourself. And that's the power. when you try to control everybody else and everything else, you get extremely frustrated. When you change that and you work on working on yourself, and we're talking about being a positive influence, and I'm going to share with you a few steps on how to do that. Right. But when you start changing and you start working on yourself, it's amazing how your world starts changing. And we always say, if you want to see, if you want to be or see change, be the change that you want to see. And that was a much wiser person than me that said that, Mahatma Gandhi.
Dave, can we share the steps? That's easy, because everybody's listening, and it's always like my dad used to say, it's okay to tell somebody not to do something, but you have to at least give them an option of what to do. So we're going to be giving the listener something to think about, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think possibly the easiest steps are things like affirmations. Now, affirmations are things that we affirm to ourselves on a regular basis. And there's three types of affirmations. You have what we call verbal affirmations. Those are the things that we would say to ourselves. We have our visual affirmations. Those are the things that we allow ourselves to visualize on and focus on. And then we have activity affirmations. Those are the things we actually do. So if you want to start by starting to change pessimism into optimism, start by writing down a number of things, verbs or phrases that you want to say to yourself, like, I'm great, I'm confident, I love life, I love God, I love being intelligent, I'm a caring, understanding, loving human being, etc., etc. And say those things over to yourself, to yourself over and over and over again. That's the reinforcement that's required into the mind. As we put things into the mind, we start allowing our actions to come out. In other words, we say that thoughts are responsible for actions. Actions are responsible for results. Now, if my thoughts are negative, my actions turn to be negative, the results tend to be negative. Those results get fed back into my thoughts. We call it psychofeedback. Mm-hmm. That's the way we learn. So you put your hand on a hot plate, for example, you don't do it again unless you're really stupid, because the feedback has indicated to you that it's extremely painful. Now, that's the way we learn. But we also learn through other processes. Animals learn through conditioned response, but so do we. And so what we're saying is, start filling your mind with positive statements, positive things. Start seeing the positive that you want to have happen in your life. And when we talk to sports people or business managers and executives and so on and so forth, Maurice, we always tell them to visualize the outcomes that you want. Stephen Covey, you might recall, I don't know whether you've read the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People,
yes.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Well, I'm sure, like myself, you would recommend to your listeners to, if they haven't read that yet, to go ahead and read it. Yep. But one of the principles that he speaks about in the seven principles is begin with the end in mind. Do you remember that?
Yep. To visualize.
Begin
see
with
the end.
Yes. Brilliant. See the end. What is it that you're really and truly working towards? Can you see it with white hot intensity? Because we're the only creatures, Marius, that have the ability to see something in our mind's eye long before it's happened in reality. And every time we're seeing that in our mind's eye, we're feeding it back into our subconscious.
All right.
It becomes part of our actions and part of our results. In sport, they'll call it mental rehearsal and so on, or getting into the zone, etc., etc. It's a very powerful process of helping to reprogram our minds.
Right.
And then the third aspect is activity. What are we doing? What are we doing with our lives? In other words, what goals do you have for your life? What actions do you do? And you can start with small actions. It might be going for a walk around the block. It might be writing in your journal for a couple of sentences a night, and gradually building on that. Because each winning experience that we have is feeding back again into our minds that we are capable, that we are able. That's how we build our self-confidence, and that's how we build back the positivity in our lives.
Would you agree, Dave, that it's almost like these steps, the verbal, visual, and the activity or doing, is almost like activating the I am in each of us?
Yes, exactly. 100%. I am wonderful. I am great. I am confident. I am a loving person. Exactly. 100%. That's what it's all about. It's so easy, Marius, and you know it. I mean, you know it, and I'm sure your listeners know it as well, that, you know, it's so easy to get engulfed with all the negativity around the world. But there's so much positivity. The interesting thing is, however, is that newspapers don't sell by focusing on the positivity. They sell by focusing on the negativity, because negative people like to know that other people are worse off than they are. So unfortunately, if you get engulfed with this negativity on an ongoing basis, it becomes part of your reality, because that's what you're feeding back into your mind all the time. Negative input, negative output, and negative results.
So you might have received bad news over the weekend and your Monday didn't start off too well, Dave, but there is something which is known as the butterfly effect, which is, it's worth a try. If you can start it today, test it. It's something which I've been testing on this radio station for plenty of times, and I can give an example of it. There's something which happens with music, for instance. Last year, just before Christmas, I actually had a series of The Color of Sound, where I played a specific music and then I would request everybody to tell me what color do they see. And the strange thing about that is that 80% of the people would see the same color.
Yeah.
So if you're in the activation of the I am, just test it. See, maybe it's going to work. It's worked for me. It's worked for you. Why not? You've got nothing to lose. Is that right?
Yeah, very much so. You know, the thing is that if one's saying, well, you know, should I, shouldn't I, exactly, test it. We always say, just do the ASA test.
Yeah.
Test it for 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, do the positive input for 30 days. You'll be amazed. And I mean it, Marius. You'll be amazed at how lives change. And that's the power. That power is within us. There's so many other things we can do. We can learn to breathe. We can learn to meditate. We can learn to listen to good music. We can learn to read positive books. We can associate with positive people. We can get involved in finding positive things to do in our lives, etc., etc. But all I say to people is just start with one or two things in your life. Test that for 30 days or so and see the difference it makes.
Yeah.
See the difference. You have a choice. You can choose to carry on being miserable,
yeah,
or you can choose to change your life. Understand that we have the power to change our lives, and that's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And Maurice, I've seen so many, and I've coached so many people where I've seen them change their lives around completely, and it's just amazing to see what difference they then able to make in the world for others, etc. And that's the influence that we speak about. Be that positive influence in the world. Make a difference in people's lives. We know that when we look at the emotional needs of human beings, there are two fundamental needs that human beings need, and that's the need to grow and the need to contribute. The more we contribute, the more we give, the more we influence positively, oh man, that's happiness. That's absolute pure joy and happiness. It's wonderful.
I always tell people who I come across and they ask me certain questions, I say that I've come here for two reasons only. The one is to help, and the other one is to remember to help. Those two, and yeah. It carries me through every single day.
Yeah, but you see, Marius, you a success story of exactly what I'm talking about.
Thanks,
you
Dave.
Really are, in
Thank
terms
you.
Of your vision, in terms of your desire to one day run your own radio show, radio station, etc., etc. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you know, if Marius Smuts can do it, anybody can do it. If a Dave Boreham can do it, anybody can do it. And this is the beauty. We don't have to be these demigods and things that people look up to and think, wow, these people can do things, but I can't. Anybody can change their lives.
So I'm going to just repeat as a closure. Thank you, Dave. I'm speaking to Dave Boreham. Dave, we're going to be repeating those three steps quickly, just so somebody can write them down. However, after we've finished this program, will also be loaded onto our podcasting, right?
Okay. So the verbal affirmation, the visual affirmation, In other words, what you see with your mind's eye, what you visualize, what you focus on, and then the activity, what you actually do with your life. If you do nothing with your life, you feed back nothing. If you start doing positive things in your life, you start feeding back the positivity into your life.
And I'd like to close off by suggesting again, like you've said, you, if you can get hold of the book called Seven Habits of the Most Successful People in Life, please.
Yeah, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Highly Effective People, and give it a read. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Very, very. It's a very powerful book by a very incredible human being. He's unfortunately passed on now, but an incredible human being, Stephen Covey.
Dave Boreham, thank you very much. Next Monday...
You're most welcome.
Yeah, next Monday, we'll be speaking about building your self-confidence, if you'd like to make a note of that. Thank you very much, Dave. We'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Marius. All the best, and all the best to all the listeners. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Perron FM. The music will find you. Visit perronfm.co.za.